Welcome back. This is the second hour of Spingola Speaks. This is Deanna Spingola. Our guest this hour is Thomas Goodrich. He is the author of numerous books. His website is wildwestblogcom.blogspot.com. And to purchase the book that Tom is going to be discussing today, just click on the link on today's schedule page. There are numerous ways that you can acquire the book. I do recommend that you do get the book. It is an amazing book. I think I have probably 100 post-it notes in my copy. Welcome, Tom.
Thanks for having me back. I'm beginning to feel a little bit like a co-host with you. It seems like I'm on here quite a bit, and I just want to say again, thank you so much for having me. And I'll make this pre-apology, I suppose you could say. If I repeat myself, if I say anything that your listeners have heard before, I apologize. I'm not keeping track of what I say as I'm on your program.
Repetition is good. When you have good information, it's nice to repeat it, and it's essential to repeat it because we have new listeners from day to day. And anyway, we love your information, and we love having you on the program.
Okay, well, that makes me feel better. Thanks.
Well, you have written a lot of wonderful books. The one that I purchased of yours, the first book that I purchased was Hellstorm. And I purchased it the minute it came out, and it was just a tearjerker. Oh, my goodness. A tearjerker.
Yeah. Hey, you know, and I agree with you, it's not a pretty story to relate. And, you know, in fact, I had a gentleman email me this morning about how to get a hold of the book, and he ultimately went to Amazon. But normally I say to folks with my other books, I hope you enjoy it. I hope you enjoy reading the book. This is not that at all. I hope the people read this thing and don't forget it. Don't forget it. Remember what you're reading. If you have to, go back and read it again. Please don't just put it up on a shelf, allow it to gather dust, and forget about it. Anyone who can forget about it, I don't know if we're on the same wavelength anyway, but as you can probably attest, it's a book that, as horrible as it is, it had to be written, and as horrible as it is to read, can you imagine how difficult, Deanna, it was to research? And to write. And to write means not just simply one pass through it. When I write a book, every book I've ever written, there have been multiple passes. I have to go through time and time again to improve the quality of the literature, the literary quality. And so every time I went through that thing, it was like reliving it all over again.
Right.
It's bad enough to read it once or twice, but to have lived with the book, trust me, it's a terrible thing. But anyway, the good news is the book seems to be selling well, thanks to people just exactly like you. I'm always getting requests for books, and I know that Amazon is, and the publisher, and the other booksellers. So the word is getting out, and I place the blame on people like you. Yeah, blame, of course, I'm playing with words here.
I know.
It's folks like yourself that it's not a book. It's sort of like if the tree falls in the woods and nobody hears it. Did the tree really fall? Is it really a book if nobody knows about it? I guess it isn't, but people are finding out about it, and the good news is they're actually reading this thing. And I must say this also. This was never about money. Never about money. It was about the world's darkest and best-kept secret. It was about shedding some light on what these poor people went through.
Exactly. Excuse me. We are going to a quick 3-minute break. We will be right back with our guest this hour, Thomas Goodrich.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs. Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest this hour is Thomas Goodrich. He is the author of numerous books, but we're talking about Hellstorm, The Death of Nazi Germany, 1944 to 1947, came out in 2010. And as Tom, you said, it's not a book that you can say, enjoy the book, because you're not going to enjoy the book, but you are going to get very, very educated by reading it. And it is a surprise read. Now, there are people who have already purchased your book who have not opened it yet. And each of the chapters are basically standalone chapters. You don't have to go start at the beginning and go clear to the end. You can pick a chapter. If you were to pick a chapter or recommend a chapter, which chapter would you recommend first?
Well, I think it would be the first chapter that is in the book, and that's
right.
About
hell
terror.
From above. Mm-hmm.
Yes, hell from above, because that sort of sets the stage for everything else. I mean, and then the next chapter is, I forget exactly what the chapter is, but I believe it has something to do with the Eastern Front and the Russians pouring in. So there is no place for these folks to go. The West is closing with the Americans, Brits, and French coming in from the West. The Russians are barreling in from the East. Hell from above, they're being blown to bits, and as you know, at sea, they cannot even escape at sea. The Russian submarines are shooting, torpedoing refugee ships, killing 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 at a sinking, and so I would say start there with that. And you're right, though, if you want to just find out how hideous it could be, you could just about open it anywhere, and there's more than enough served up on that aspect of the war. And by the way, what I meant before we went to the break about it's not about money. Well, if it was about money, believe me, I would have went somewhere else with the subject and made some money on it. It's about telling the story that has never been told about these unfortunate people in their millions who have been demonized and vilified to this very day, and yet it's they who are suffering what I call the world's greatest crime, that being perpetrated on them during and after the war. And those people who have bought the book, bless their hearts, great, but I ask that when they're through with that book, hopefully, if there's something they're missing, go back and reread that. Memorize it if you have to. And then when you're through with that book, please don't put it up on a shelf to gather dust. Pass it on to someone else and encourage them to read that, even if they may not be of the an intelligent persuasion, let's put it that way. What I'm trying to say is even if they may not be thinking like the rest of us, you and me, Deanna, and the folks that are listening, maybe they will, because this transcends anything I've ever read about in my life. And I'm a historian, by the way, and I've written about some terrible topics, truly, but nothing like this. In fact, you might say that's where I crossed that invisible line and said, hey, not in my name. This thing was this monstrosity that was committed, and then we turn right around and blame the people that we commit these crimes on, blame them for enormous atrocities. It sickened me. It sickened me so much that, yes, I basically said, I'm crossing that line. I'm not going to be quiet anymore. I'm not going to shut up. You can vilify me. You can denigrate everything I do and say. You can actually kill me, but I'm not shutting up.
Right.
I'm going to do my best to tell the world what happened.
And you know, there's a lot of people that would say, "Well, gosh, they deserved it. Look what they did." But when you actually look at the history of the world and I'm talking before World War I, because they were a target in World War I of the very same people. When you look at the history, you think, okay, let's see now, what was it that they did to deserve all this horrific slaughter? What did they do?
Anyone who says that
is an idiot.
Either they're an idiot or they have an agenda, an axe to grind, and we know who they are. But anyone who says that, and I had a dear uncle who I loved very much who actually was in the war, and he said virtually the same thing. They got exactly what they deserved. Of course, he didn't see children running through the streets like living torches after they've been firebombed, and he didn't hear a woman screaming for the bullet in the head after she's been raped 100 times, and there's still 100 more to rapists to go, and didn't see the prisoners of war drinking their own urine as a river flows right outside their concentration camp at the end of the war, the Germans, that is, the German POWs. So he could babble on platitudes like that and never miss a minute's sleep, I'm sure. But again, he's an ignorant person. And just because someone fought in that war, that doesn't make them an expert on the war. I'm not even an expert on the war. I'm an expert on this book, though. And anyone who would say that mutters such a stupid thing as they got exactly what they deserved, they were doing it to everybody else, they simply don't know what they're talking about.
Exactly. And they've gotten their news from Hollywood,
yes,
or from television or from the government schools. And anybody that accepts all of that as gospel truth is ignorant.
Yes. Ignorance is the word I would. And they're willfully ignorant. In my opinion, Deanna, the marvelous thing about the age we're living in is that we don't have to actually trek to a library. I went to the library this morning, first time in a year, but you don't have to go to the library. You don't have to pick up a newspaper. Just get yourself a computer. You're one finger tap away from all the knowledge the earth has ever accumulated. There is no excuse for stupidity anymore. Even the dumbest of us out there can go and find out things that I'm talking about right now, if they really want to. But if they want to just go basically buy a jumbo-sized Diet Coke and go shopping at Walmart to buy a bag of something, I don't know what to say to these people. They're going to get what they deserve, I guarantee you. It's sort of like Obama in this most recent BS about Iran 1 year away from a nuke, as I saw today on Yahoo. I hope these people who voted for Bush and then turned right around and voted for Obama for all that great hope and change, I hope they're the first people killed in this war coming up. I really do. I hope they're the first people killed. We won't be passing their genes on anymore, at least.
And there is a war coming up. I mean, in addition to the ones that the U.S. Military is fighting currently. And that's in addition to the ones that the CIA is doing covertly.
You know, you might think that, and this goes back to Hellstorm, the book. We don't learn from history. And it's pretty damn difficult to learn from history when you're not told the history, exactly what happened. You might think after this horrific cataclysm that was World War II and the slaughter of so many people and the mass rape, the greatest mass rape in world history, the torture, the hideous evil that was World War II, you might think that with a unified voice, the world would just rise up and say, hey, never, never again, no more war, period. We're not going through this again, at least for 1,000 years. And I think the world would have said that with a unified voice had they known what happened to the Germans, as I point out in Hellstorm. Had they known what happened to the vanquished, how the victors treated the vanquished after the so-called peace began, war by other means, actually, but they didn't learn about that war. They didn't have a chance to say never again because they didn't know anything about the war.
Exactly, because they were lied to.
They were yes, it was some of it was by omission. Just don't even mention it. And now we're living the consequences, one more after another. These individuals. I've got some better words for them. Trust me, if we weren't on the radio, but just leading us by the nose, one more after another. These wars are all about for Israel, too. All the wars we're engaged in right now, that is for greater Israel. Americans are about the only species on this earth that doesn't understand that. The rest of the world gets it, especially Europe and Asia. We're fighting Israel's war for them. They're telling us what to do, and it's a consequence of World War II, by the way. I've got to say that. World Jewry won that war. Simple as that. You don't have to look for any complex answers to that. It's right there. They won that war. It was a war against Germany and its allies in Europe. And now we're living the results of that.
Exactly. And you know, when I say that, when people listen to some of the more controversial programs that I do, even people in my family refer to me as a hater and say, how can you possibly talk about these things? You're anti-Semitic and a hater.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how they were raised. I was raised that way as well. My mom was the most liberal excuse for a person. I loved her, but and that's the way I was raised. It's, you know, it must be a historic gene or a history gene in us or a truth gene, whatever you call it, because at some point we realized, you and me, Deanna, and the rest of the folks listening out there, that we've been lied to. And it doesn't matter who told us the lie, whether it's the TV or our parents. We realize we've been lied to, and I get really PO'd when I find out I've been lied to. And that's the springback. That's the blowback that folks right now are experiencing out there, because with people like you, I sense a real tidal surge going on right now, something similar to what happened in Russia about a couple of decades ago, perestroika and glasnost. Could you ever imagine an ironclad country like the Soviet Union allowing the truth to actually escape and reach the people? It's doing that right now. That's what's going on right now in this country. It seems right. like the darkest period in our history, quite honestly. But you know, there's always light with dawn. And right. That's what we're going through right now. It seems terrible, but I'm euphoric about what's coming right now in the United States.
I am about certain things, but one has to, well, when you look at what the government is doing with the Department of Homeland Security and all the other things, if they're going to do it in other countries, then are they also going to turn on us and start slaughtering us? We do have to go to a 3-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Thank you. Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest this hour is Thomas Goodrich. He is the author of numerous books. The one that we're talking about today is Hellstorm, The Death of Nazi Germany, 1944 to 1947. It came out in 2010. And we were talking about, the possibility that these people are going to do the same thing to us as they did in Germany and as they are doing throughout the Middle East right now. These people have absolutely no concern, no compassion for the common people.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right on with that. It's just a matter of time, and the more we sit on our hands and do nothing, I think we're speeding up the process, and so it behooves everybody out there to become suddenly a soldier of truth, somebody who actually, when you know the truth, you've got to use it. You just don't put it in your brain and say, hey, I know the truth. I'm a happy camper now. I can get off my life. No, you've got to do something with it. It's not good enough anymore to know what's going on. If you do nothing, in my opinion, after you found out the truth and as you continue to go forward with the truth and you're doing nothing with it, my opinion is that you're no better than complicit to the crime that's going on right now around the world, and that's soon going to happen to us, I'm sure. And
exactly.
So there is no excuse anymore for that. Like I said, the Internet is right there. And for any folks who might be listening that don't have the Internet, you can still do it the old way, just like probably Deanna and I both did back in the Royal Typewriter days and pamphlets and things like that. But the more of us who refuse to be complicit to the crime that's being perpetrated around the world right now and that know the truth, the more likely we are to succeed. Something like this book, it's basically, I believe, it's a blueprint of what really will happen to us unless we get off our butts and do something. And that's what's so terribly horrifying. It's bad enough that it happened to people that I care about, even to this very day. These people who, and as you know from reading the book, this book is, it does have battle sequences in it. It does talk about the fighting, especially on the Eastern Front and Berlin. But it's mostly about how normal people got along or didn't. It's about men and women and children who are in their homes, old men often, and women and kids. It's how they survived and all too often didn't survive, with the bombs falling from the air, with the Russians killing and raping virtually everything they lay their hands on, every person they lay their hands on, from 8 to 80. That was the age range of the women they were looking for. That shows you how beastly this had become. And then after the war, how they dealt with what came after the war. In many ways, it was even worse than the war itself.
Absolutely.
Yeah, let me just, and if we don't do something about it, I don't think there's any question, but that's what's going to happen to us. Anybody else who raises their head. I'm working on a book right now, another book. It's on a similar book, a companion copy, you might say, to Hellstorm. It's about the Japanese war and the war in the Pacific. And since I had a father, a biological father, who was a Marine, island-hopping Marine during that war, and my adoptive father was actually in the ETO, or the European Theater of Operations, I feel like I've got a foot in both of those elements. And so I'm doing a companion book similar nature in the Far East. You know, the thing that's really coming across early, middle, and late with me is, what is the point of the Geneva Convention? What on earth?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it sounds like a ladies' tea party where they get together and come up with these rules for land warfare and how you'll be a war criminal if you do this and that and this and that. You know, basically, it's just a bunch of BS. Nobody obeys it. And let me say this. Those who do obey it are fighting with one hand tied behind their back. In the case, I'm talking about Germany right now. They're fighting a war with one hand tied behind their back. The U.S. didn't fight under the Geneva Convention, let me tell you, either against Germany and its allies or Japan. I think the moral of that story is basically if you win, you're fine. I mean, the Geneva Convention, the rules of land warfare, just perfect, because then you can accuse the vanquished of everything you did. But if you lose it, I mean... let me say this.
Well, of course, we know that the winners write the history of the war. They also, in this case, had a tribunal, which was nothing but a staged stacked court, where they accused the Germans of doing all these horrible things and actually tortured them in the basement in order to get them to confess to all sorts of terrible, terrible things. And you mentioned what happened in Japan. I mean, look at the bombing over there. They bombed a lot of cities over there, starting with Tokyo. I mean, it was just awful, awful, awful.
And yeah, then the things that the Allies did, and I'm talking about the Americans also, the terror bombing, the systematic targeting of civilians, that's a war crime. Wholesale massacre of civilians, that's a war crime. Rape as a weapon of war on a massive scale, that's a war crime. Torture. Beastly and pervasive and up and down the line, torture during and after the war, that's a war crime. The very things that they accused the Nazis and the Japanese of, they were guilty of. So much for the rules of war, it's but a mockery, so why even bring it out? There's a lot of folks, even at the time, thought, hey, this is real convenient. Yeah, we're sitting in judgment of the vanquished. We're making this up as we go along.
And that's what they did.
Yep.
All righty, we are going to a quick break. We'll be right back with our guest this hour, Thomas Goodrich.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. HerbalHealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Deanna, our guest this hour is Thomas Goodrich. He is the author of numerous books. The one that we are talking about today is Hellstorm, The Death of Nazi Germany, 1944 through 1947. It came out in 2010. It is a must read. You must get this book, and you need to read it, share it, share the information in it. Now, you were talking about...
Hey, Deanna,
yes.
can I interject just for a second? I've gotten two emails already from folks listening to your program asking about the book, and do I have any of them? And can I say something here right now about that?
Sure. And I do have a link on my website, spingola.com. Go to the schedule page, and there's all the information on where you can order it, Tom's address, and everything.
Okay. I have some paperbacks coming next week. I think they'll be here. But I'm selling those for $25. I was selling them for $20, but I wasn't even breaking even on that. So I've got to ask a little bit more, $25 for the paperback. And I don't know how many more of those I'm going to get. It's just kind of a surprise to me that I could still get them by and by. But about 10 of them next week, and I'll sell those to the first 10 people who email me, M as in Michael, T as in Thomas Goodrich, at AOL.com. That's also my PayPal number, but I'll just take their names as they come along. I've got five hardback here right now, and I'll be getting more of those too, but I'm selling those for $35, and so it's still pretty evenly priced, I think. And like you say, it's
worth every penny, okay? It's just worth every penny. You need to buy this book, okay?
Thank you.
If there were one book that you need to have that talks about World War II, this is it.
Well, thank you so much. I agree with you, because if we don't learn from this thing, believe me, we're bound to repeat it, and we're going to pay for it. You know, back to what we were talking about, we were hitting upon torture. You mentioned something about the torture.
I have to ask you one question.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
So I don't forget.
Okay.
Will you be doing a documentary with Rick Adams? There's a rumor going around that that's the case.
That's what Rick says. It's in his court. It's in his end of the court. I don't know anything about it. Of course, Rick can lean on me anytime he wants for this. He's a great guy. Apparently, Rick has done this before, so he's got some expertise. That would be pretty cool, I think, if Rick did it. And hold pretty closely to the book itself. The script is there. It's in the words of the people themselves. It's you are their approach, as you know. It doesn't get any closer or more personal than this when it's in their words, women who were raped and what it was like to go through that for several months, being raped every night multiple times, or enduring the terror bombing. And, of course, after the war, I think Rick will do it. He seems pretty excited about it, and so we can only hope. And
that would be a good thing, a really good thing. Now, you mentioned that the Geneva Conventions and how people really didn't abide by them, but the Germans did, and yet we hear about how terrible they were. But they were not. They were not doing this kind of thing in other countries, in occupied territories. They were not raping women. They were not stealing things. They were not slitting abdomens open and disemboweling people. That just was not the case. That's not who they were.
But when you lose a war, you can be blamed with anything. You can be vilified, and of course the Germans were. No, they lived up very well, I must say, to the Geneva Convention, this piece of paper. Dr. Goebbels, when during the terror bombing, he wanted to basically across the board just start killing Allied airmen for dropping these bombs on civilians and killing them. Hitler wouldn't let him. It's things like that American POWs, what was it, 96% of them returned home in great health from the POW camps. That's
exactly
better than they could have done here in America itself. And yet the Germans are the ones that get the millstone placed around their neck for being the cruel barbarians of the war. Yeah, very convenient. When you have somebody that you've defeated utterly, in captive, you can call them anything you want. You can divide their country like a carved turkey, carve it up, and to this very day you can bleed them white, take their expertise. You know, torture, as you know from reading the book, the torture thing. A lot of folks think that we got into the torture business with Abu Ghraib. They can remember those pictures of these grinning American hillbillies torturing these Iraqis on the floor, and they're mugging it up, looking like a bunch of monkeys. You know, it didn't begin there. It really got a rolling head start in World War II. And if you can imagine, well, for instance, torture very often led to death. The torture was just a sadistic way of inflicting pain. It wasn't trying to get any information out of people. This is after the war, don't forget. And so a lot of it was just feel-good esoteric torture that could ventilate a little frustrations there. Committed a lot of it by the Jewish G2 individuals who could speak German and knew the culture, who came over with the Americans. They had fled.
And a lot of them had lived in Germany, left, and then went back just for revenge.
Yes, and if you can imagine being tortured by your worst enemy, for instance, there's so many accounts of they'd lining up men and women outside after the Americans had taken control and going up and down the lines, asking an individual, "Were you a Nazi?" And the person says no, and of course he's hit in the head with a bat, a club, and the people would say, "You liar!" And then they go on down, and finally, when you get to the end of the line, if you're asking somebody, "Are you a Nazi?" they would say yes, because they could see what happened to the ones who said no. And they'd say yes, and then they'd be, you pig, and then hit him too. There was no answer. There was nothing you could do to escape this. It wasn't enough if you were, let's say you're a scientist or a housewife or a mechanic or a painter or an artist. All suffered, and it, if you were German, that was your ticket to be tortured or, worse, be killed. And it's this country, you know, right now, this so-called enhanced interrogation, how lovely, how nice, what a pretty bow to put on such a howling, screaming, vicious, depraved sport. And that's what it is right now. You know, CIA pens around this, around the world are torturing as we're talking right now. It's brutal, it's sadistic, and it's going on. I get sick, you know, there's only, there's very, you mentioned this is a sad book, and I agree, it's extremely graphic. It's also an evil book. It shows the depravity of human beings. And there's only a couple of accounts in there that I actually have to fight back the tears every time I read them, and one of them is this German man, I forget what he was, a functionary maybe. Maybe he was a Nazi, maybe he wasn't, but he's been tortured every which way but loose, and he's finally staggering back every bone in his body, just nearly broken and sore from torture. And the guard who's bringing him back as he gets to the cell gives him a boot in the butt and drives him into there, into his cell. And you can imagine he's in despair. This is the end of the world for him. He's going to die. He knows that. But then a short time later, his cell door opens very slowly. In comes somebody. He can't see who it is. But the person, whoever it was, said, shh, shh. In other words, be quiet. And out of his pocket, he handed him three roast potatoes to eat. It was an American guard, a little GI out there. So just when it never gets worse, it seems, or never could never get any worse, something like that happens. And, you know, to this very day when I think about, you know, that's how I see myself, as that guard slipping in the three potatoes, these baked potatoes. I don't see myself torturing people. But
oh,
then again,
heavens, no, my word.
But
oh,
that's,
my
one,
word.
That's one of the places where I just almost break down every time I go through that, because just when you think it's utterly hopeless, then something like that happens. And just,
I read a... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, and just when you start thinking the worst of yourself, and then there's the better nature of your soul coming out. There just, unfortunately, weren't enough people like that little GI in places of leadership, in seats of leadership. Our leaders were vicious thugs, basically, at the time. Thugs. Vicious, bloodthirsty thugs. I'll never get tired of saying that because it's the truth.
Exactly.
Stalin actually looks pretty good compared to Roosevelt and Churchill, quite honestly. And we know Stalin was a mass-murdering thug, but
exactly.
He actually at least comes right out and comes clean and tells people what he's doing, basically, whereas Roosevelt and Churchill are throwing out this veil of...
Oh, yeah, they pretend to be these wonderful diplomats and how wonderful they are, and they just had to go in and take care of this monster and all of these horrible people. Oh, my goodness. In fact, if you look at the Morgenthau Plan, they planned on getting rid of most of the population and turning Germany into an agrarian community and just totally destroying the entire country.
You know, a lot of folks think the Morgenthau Plan... wasn't put into play, but actually a good part of it was.
Oh, yeah.
Eisenhower was its lead representative. Eisenhower hated Germans. You know, here
sure
we have
did.
A political general who's basically nothing more than a commissar general, the Allied supreme commander in Europe, who never heard a bullet fired in anger, by the way, who's basically calling the shots. He said the German is a beast. That's what he wrote to his wife, Mamie, as he's... screwing his driver, I forget her name.
Southers, so what was her name?
Yeah, Kay something.
Kate
yeah, Summerbee
Southerby
or something like that.
Or somebody.
Yeah, well, anyway, Eisenhower, as soon as the Americans took over control of Germany, Eisenhower basically put a real good chunk of the Morgenthau Plan into play. You know the story. I think some of your readers also. Eisenhower advocated slaughtering about 100,000. He said at least 100,000 should be executed after the war. These are German, high German military types, high German political types, Nazi Party members that had some status. 100,000 people after
the war.
Without
a trial. No trial. Let's just line them up and shoot them. In fact, they did line up people and shoot.
Absolutely, they did. And killing POWs that are surrendering. That's another Allied war crime that was committed across the board. Eisenhower, though, he said he'd let's kill at least 100,000 after the war. Well, guess what? Eisenhower killed about 8 to 10 times more than that on his own in the death camps. In the death camps. But, yeah, he wanted to kill them. And, you know, here's what played out at the end of, when the war was over. A Jeep with four GIs pulls up, and an officer pulls up at your door at midnight. You've just gotten back from the war, or you're somebody who escaped as a civilian. You've made it so far. And they show up at your door at midnight. Your wife might be allowed to kiss you goodbye. She might be allowed to hug you. And your wife might be able to kiss you. But that would also be the last time your wife saw you alive again, ever. You're dead. They take you off and put a bullet in your brain. There's no telling how many tens of thousands died just that way, secretly, quietly, by these death squads. And these death squads were everywhere. I mean, all Germans that I've talked to and read their accounts, there's always these Jeeps with four or five people in them, several Jeeps, whatever, officer, and they come in and ask you a few questions, and that's it. You disappear forever. The lakes, the bottoms of the lakes there, and the bones that are in the fire pits must just be thick with the bones of Germans after the war. So the Eisenhower wanted to kill 100,000. He exceeded his expectations probably by a factor of 10. I've read accounts that he got rid of 800,000, anywhere from 800,000 to a million point something, point two.
0.5, I think.
Yeah, German POWs after the war, disarmed soldiers who thought they were out of it, allowing them to die.
Women and children were in those camps, too.
Yeah, you know, in fact, some of the people were still alive and they were bulldozed in these pits. The same thing they blamed the Germans doing to the Jews, things like that. It's odd how this projection works and how bona fide, actual, real crimes were committed and how they suddenly get projected upon the other side. As you might imagine, it's the book was, I'm still living the book. We're talking about it, aren't we?
Every time you talk about it, all that emotion comes back.
It does, for a fact. I can't say that about any other book that I've written, including the most recent, very graphic and personal account of a young woman who was abducted, raped, and murdered, a cop's daughter, minding her own business, 21 years old, a mother, wife, happy to be a mother or wife. That's all she really wanted in life.
Right. Yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah, and I just did that about a year ago, 2 years ago, and it's hideous, but it's not like this. This yeah. Transcends anything I've ever experienced in my life, and I think we owe, at the very least, the world owes Germany an apology and a sincere apology, not something on a piece of paper, but some major act that would say, look, we committed terrible things against you people, we slaughtered you, and then we blamed you for the same thing. We apologize, at least that. Reparations wouldn't hurt either. It would probably be in the figure of something like $20 or $50 trillion for taking everything Germany had after the war.
Including all those patents. I mean, there were thousands of, what was it, between 300 and 600,000 patents.
Yes, I know what you're talking about. A lot of people, it doesn't register. But that's the lifeblood of a nation. They're genius. They're a special genius. The creative forces and energy. This was stripped from Germany. Not only did we take their leading scientists and steal all the great business secrets, but we took even the small things. And yet, who's leading Europe right now? It's Germany. These people sprang back. Maybe there's one thing we ought to thank Stalin and the Soviet Union for. They were in place after the war. They were an immediate threat to the rest of Europe and to the so-called free world at the time. And had they not been, Germany would have been utterly, absolutely, irrevocably destroyed. There was no one to say no. In other words, the Morgenthau Plan would have went into act not because of, and it was rescinded not because of any benign feeling of our leadership, U.S. or U.K. or whatever, but it was because we feared the Russian hordes, the Soviet hordes sweeping in and conquering everything. So we needed that bulwark. We needed a fort. We needed an actual landmass with
Well,
strong
that's
people.
What they would have done had Germany not gone in Barbarossa, Operation Barbarossa.
We're finding out all sorts of things, aren't we?
Right, and I think that whole Cold War thing was just a front to arm Israel and get Israel set up. And certainly a lot of the Russian Jews left and went to Israel. In fact, a lot of the Russian Jews that left Poland and Germany and went to Russia then went to Israel. And so you have to look at all the numbers and things because there weren't really that many missing Jews after the war. We do have to take a quick break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest this hour has been Thomas Goodrich, the author of numerous books, including Hellstorm, The Death of Nazi Germany, 1944 through 1947. Please purchase that book. There's information on today's schedule page about how you may do that, and he does have some coming next week, 10 soft cover. So you're writing a book about Japan, which was one of the allies, the Axis allies. Japan, Germany, and Italy were allies. And I often have, you know, we know that the Allies bombed Japan to smithereens. And, you know, we know about the Bataan Death March and all of that kind of thing. But there's a lot of propaganda out about Japan, too. And I hope your book on Japan will be very revealing and...
Yeah, it's about as savage as Hellstorm. Nothing is as savage as Hellstorm, but everything from 100,000 dead in the Tokyo firebombing down to GIs boiling the meat off Japanese heads after they chopped them off selling them to sailors. That's where this book is coming from. You know, also, I want to mention this before we go off the air, that we're hitting a lot of major Allied war crimes, the terror bombing, the sinking of ships, the wholesale. As you know, this book talks a lot about the rape, and every woman who was raped, that's a war crime in my opinion. We're talking millions. As you know, every scarred and often wounded Wehrmacht veteran who came home after fighting 4 years in that hell, it was the Eastern Front, come home to be disarmed and slapped around and given a black eye by some pimp of an American private, fresh from the States, that also is a war crime. This is lots of little war crimes and lots of major war crimes. So it is a book about these terrible atrocities on a small personal scale and on this vast, ugly playing board that you know and I know about now. But yes, Japan will be more of the same. Also, let me say this. I got another email. Maybe I'm not making myself clear here. This is first come, first serve as far as these books when they come in. Whatever is on my computer, whatever names come up, that's the way I'll sell them. So whoever calls, the signed copies for the paperback, which are 25, and then the hardback, which are 35. So that's, you know, who's ever on there, that's how I will send them. Anyway, the Japanese thing... The fact is, like the Germans, the Japanese had their teeth kicked totally out of their face, and they were very humble at the end of the war. They didn't have anybody, any advocates, just like the Germans. And it's amazing. When the Americans got in, the first thing they did was free the communists and give the communist party in Japan free play. In other words, they could go out and recruit all they wanted. There's lots of really rotten fish in this whole thing, both in Europe and in Japan, and it's the greatest generation. You know, that's the wonderful thing.
Gosh.
Yeah, I mean, when I think about what they did in our name, at the beck and call of the leaders, FDR, Churchill, whatever, whoever came up with that term, the greatest generation. Oh, that was Tom Brokaw, that rat. He should be made to wash his mouth out with lye soap.
And read your book. And read your book.
Yes.
Well, Thomas, I heard a story yesterday. Somebody sent me a story. I'll email it to you.
Okay.
It'll bring tears to your eyes. Anyway, thank you so much for being on the program today. And we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Thanks, Deanna.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, listeners. Have a wonderful weekend.